Unders are always pleasing, but I thought when we're 30 for three, it almost makes it doubly pleasing, really, to get us out of a bit of trouble and hopefully now into a reasonable position. Hopefully that's a pretty important innings. Well, we'll see how important it is come the end of the game, I suppose.
It was obviously doing a bit early on, was it?
A little bit. I mean, it's a good wicket. It's pretty dry. There's not a lot of grass on the pitch, so I thought batting first was important to us, obviously, with two spinners in the team as well. And it just obviously a bit of cloud cover and a bit of overhead conditions more than anything. It did nibble around a little bit with a new ball and did a little bit, but I thought we overcome that pretty well in the end, particularly myself and Clarkey. I thought he played a fantastic innings at a really important stage, and obviously it got easier to bat as you went along.
You're an old veteran, of course, so you're used to battling there and out there, but he looks the part, doesn't he, Joe Clark?
Yeah, he's a confident lad. He was talking me through it, really, more than the other way around. He's full of confidence, and he's a real pleasure to bat with, actually. Despite his youthfulness, he's quite a smart cookie when it comes to cricket. So he had his plans, and I thought he executed them very well and played a really important role for us.
You wish you played against Hampshire every week, don't you?
Yeah, I've got a few runs against him, particularly in recent years. Though, it's obviously it's funny how it goes like that. I think Glamorgan's and Gloucester, the two other sides I've got plenty of hundreds against as well. So, I mean, it's just one of those things that sometimes it goes for you against certain opposition.
Yeah, they didn't give you much to go at, did they? Fairly early, and they got the one slip in and the ring of on the offside, so it made it hard work.
Yeah, it wasn't easy to score. I thought obviously we got off to a bit of a fly for myself compared to normally takes me 75 overs to get 50, not 75 balls. But then I thought sort of after the first break, I thought they bowled pretty well. Really, they held the lengths well and made it very difficult to score with the fields they set. But obviously, getting ourselves up to nearly 230, I think, isn't it, for five, we'd have taken that at the start.
What's a good score, do you reckon?
600's pretty good. So, but we've just got to wait. Well, obviously, try and get as many as we can. Obviously, important new ball just around the corner, first thing in the morning. So that'll be a difficult period again. Obviously, it always does a little bit here first thing as well. So try and get over the new ball and then try and build partnerships and try and go for as long as we can.
Oh, you're saying it's dry, not much grass on it, so you're hoping it's going to spin?
Yeah, absolutely. That's obviously played two spinners in the team as well. I mean, Brett's probably valued for his place just as a batter alone anyway. But, yeah, he's in the side, and obviously Syed Ajmal's a star performer, a strike bowler, if you like, with the ball, so hopefully we can get it to go off the straight for him.
21st century of your career, where does that come in the list?
Pretty high, I think. Obviously, it all depends on the result of the game, really. I think the most important century is the ones where you get a win, so we'll have to wait and see about that. But, yeah, obviously, in a difficult situation at 30 for 3, it's always nice to come out the other side, get 100 and put the side in a reasonable position.